Love Brings You Home. Written and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. Bayou fumbles for his keys, one hand against the wall to keep himself steady. He hisses slightly as the motion splits open the still new cuts on his knuckles. He pulls out his hand from his pocket with the key and squints at his hand. It's bleeding again. He almost wipes the blood against his trousers, but then remembers that True Long doesn't like blood on his clothes. It makes him frown, all worried and... Bayou doesn't like to make True Long feel bad. Did he remember to change his clothes after the fight? He suddenly can't remember, and it's a bit late to worry about it now. He looks down at himself. His clothes are all black, and he can't tell. He clutches the key in his hand. He should open the door, right? He tries to be quiet as he gets inside. He doesn't even turn the lights on. He doesn't want to wake up Truey Long. He takes a few steps and stumbles on something. He curses and then bites his lip to keep himself quiet. He's supposed to be quiet. Then he startles when the lights suddenly turn on. Bayou grabs at the wall to keep himself from falling. The sudden light cutting into his eyes is making everything sway alarmingly. He squints and then blinks a few times and straightens up with some effort. He stares at True Long, standing there, looking at him. Belatedly, Bayou snatches his hand away from the wall. The motion is a bit too sudden and it makes him sway a bit before he manages to steady himself. True Long is still looking at him, with that tiny furrow between his brows that Bayou doesn't like at all. He likes True Long, though. He likes looking at True Long. It would be better if he could touch True Long. But True Long isn't supposed to be awake. It's late. He should be sleeping now. I didn't mean to wake you, Bayou says, and his own voice sounds too loud. He cringes slightly, and then remembers that he doesn't need to be quiet since True Long isn't sleeping. You didn't, True Long says softly. But he's still frowning at Bayou. Bayou opens his mouth to say something. He's not sure what. But then True Long suddenly takes a few quick steps and is standing right there next to Bayou. He sways toward True Long and then catches himself again. He shouldn't touch True Long before he's clean. Bayou's hand twitches slightly, and he stops himself from reaching out and trying to smooth out the frown on True Long's forehead. You're not angry, Bayou says quietly, the words sticking together slightly and coming out a bit slurred. True Long takes the hand that almost touched him, his frown deepening as he looks down at it. He makes this little dissatisfied noise that cuts into Bayou's heart. He almost pulls his hand away, but he likes the way True Long touches him. So gentle and careful. No, True Long says, reaching out for Bayou's other hand too. If he isn't angry, then True Long is worried, Bayou thinks. Something squeezes at his heart. I'm sorry, Bayou says, concentrating hard on making the words clear. True Long looks up from his inspection of Bayou's hands and makes a short noise of acknowledgement before looking down at Bayou's hands again. Bayou bites his lip and doesn't say anything. True Long turns Bayou's hands a bit, and then after a moment says, These aren't just from hitting someone. You should have had them seen to already, instead of getting drunk. Now, Truly Long does sound almost angry, even if his voice and touch are still too soft. By you, says, and then his tongue seems to get stuck. He'd washed his hands afterwards. He remembers the soap stinging at the wounds. He wouldn't go home to Truly Long without at least washing his hands first. He swallows. There was a bottle. It broke, he explains quietly, the words slurring slightly. Truly Long sighs. I'm sorry, Bayou says again. I know, Truly Long says softly, and Bayou wants to... He hates making Truly Long worry. Truly Long lets go of his hands and steps to Bayou's side, taking his arm. Sit down on the couch, so I can see to those cuts, okay? Truly Long says quietly. Bayou nods and follows along, leaning slightly against Truly Long. It's easier to walk when Truly Long is keeping him steady. Truly Long is very careful while he cleans Bayou's hands. The disinfectant still stings, and Bayou bites his lip and tries not to make a noise. I wasn't there, Truly Long says, not looking up from Bayou's hands. Bayou frowns. He wants to tell Truly Long that it's good that he wasn't there. He doesn't want Truly Long there for this stuff. It would be nice to have Truly Long with him sometimes when he goes out. But Truly Long hates nightclubs and bars, so Bayou never asks him to go. On nights like these, he's glad Truly Long isn't there. But if he says that, it might make Truly Long more upset. I missed you, Bayou says softly. He lifts the hand that Truly Long seems to be finished with and reaches out to brush Truly Long's cheek. Bayou frowns at the bandages that stop him from feeling Truly Long's skin against his fingers. Truly Long looks up for a moment and smiles sweetly at him. Bayou's heart flutters. Then Truly Long looks down at the hand he's holding and Bayou feels like someone had just stolen away the sun. Are you hurt anywhere else? You changed your clothes, so you probably got blood on them, Truly Long says. Bayou cringes. He wasn't supposed to know about that. No, Bayou says, shaking his head slightly. He doesn't think he is. Nothing serious anyway. It wasn't my blood. Truly Long just hums in acknowledgement and then sets Bayou's hand down and rises up to put away all the first aid equipment. Bayou looks up at him and can't think of anything to say. He closes his eyes and wishes for a moment that he'd had less to drink. It's too hard to concentrate right now and Truly Long is still upset. The next moment, Truly Long is there, taking his arm and helping him up and saying, Let's get you to bed. Bayou stops. He shouldn't... I should shower first, he says. Truly Long looks at him and then leans in to press his lips against Bayou's cheek. Bayou swallows. He thinks his hands might be trembling, but he can't look down to check. Because Truly Long is smiling softly at him and he can't look away. It's all right. You can do that in the morning. I just want you to come to bed with me now, Truly Long says. Longer, Bayou whispers, his lips feeling stiff. He licks his lips a bit, but before he can try to say anything else, Truly Long's lips are pressed against him in a soft kiss. Come to bed with me, Zhou Yilong says. By you not. All right, he says, the word slipping out before he can even think about it. Zhou Yilong leads him to the bed and helps him undress until he's only wearing boxers and a t-shirt. He pulls Bai Yu down into the bed, and Bai Yu almost falls into it. But that's okay, because Zhou Yilong is there to catch him. I love you. Bai Yu mumbles, his head resting against Zhou Yilong's chest, Zhou Yilong's arms wrapped around him. I know, Zhou Yilong whispers and kisses the top of Bai Yu's head. I love you too. The end.